Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to listen into a baptism, a testimony, and just reflect on how good God is. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. This is Pastor Gary, and I am just so excited about this week. This past Sunday, we had an amazing baptism service where one man explained in his testimony how his life has been changed forever. And we're just so excited about this. And I just wanted to share it with you here today. And so that's all I'm going to do is introduce that. Let the video / audio play of the baptism service, a little bit about what baptism is, and then his testimony. And then I'll just come back and reflect on how this has been an impact to me and to our church. All right, let's listen in now. All right. Thank you guys for hanging around. This is going to be a wonderful experience. So this is my friend Lauren, and I say that with sincerity. I didn't know Lauren until about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. And I'm going to let him share his testimony because he does it much better than I will. But I just want to share, whenever we do baptism, I just want to be clear about a couple of things. Baptism is definitely something that we believe is a believer's baptism, a choice. As a follower of Jesus, it's a choice that a believer makes. And I really believe everyone should be baptized. I think that's what the Bible tells us. And we should do it as soon as we can. So that way, you know, it allows us to show. It's almost like that first step of obedience. Baptism in and of itself is a symbol. It's a recognition. It's a couple of things. It's a placing that flag in the ground saying, I'm a follower of Jesus and I want people to know. I want to be like him. I want to follow him. I want his desires to be my desires. But it's also symbolic in the sense that we identify, as Romans chapter 6 tells us, with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And while this water, well water, doesn't have any cleaning properties, symbolically, it signifies a new life in Christ. As you come out of that water, it's like things are new. And we realize, like, physically, it might not be different, but spiritually, that act of obedience is saying, I'm standing with Jesus. So I'm going to invite Lauren up here. Now, please be nice to him. He's a really good guy. Public speaking, I don't think is in his realm of things he likes to do, but he's going to share his testimony. We printed out here because I think this is so important. You know, when someone wants to be baptized, I ask them why. You know, don't just tell me, you know, the Bible tells me so. Obviously, that's true, but in your words. And when he responded with his testimony, I was like, dude, you got it. Let's, Lauren, would you mind coming up and sharing?
I was thinking about leaving. See ya. First of all, I want to thank everybody for staying. I don't know if I'll be here. I'll try to read the paper. Up until recent years, I'm still lost, but I was more lost than I am now. Very selfish, riddled with mental health problems. I was truly broken. People say, give it to God, or Jesus is the way. And what do them words mean to someone like me? Someone who wants what they want now, and who's not afraid to run anyone over in his path to get it. Someone with very little patience, who didn't know how to treat people or love his family properly. They meant nothing. Nothing. Them were all empty things to me. I believe, but I did not care. I turned my back to God and blamed him for leaving me. A year or two ago, my friend asked me, John, he said, come to church with me. I said, no. I said, I can't. You know, I got this pentagram on my arm. I'm that I can. Nobody will accept me in a church. And he did that quite often, by the way, but I'm getting off the paper here. You know, when I said no, he even offered his mom, he said, she'll come pick you up. An hour away, this lady was willing to come pick me up. And trying here. But I said no again. So my anxiety couldn't handle it. I believe that no one would accept someone who embraced the lifestyle I had lived. I have a pentagram on my arm. I had struggled with drugs and alcohol. I was violent. He asked me so many times, and I always said the same thing. But there was this voice in the back of my head. It was just a tiny thought. Just go. I denied it. I refused to believe it was possible for me. I didn't leave my house. If I am not at work, I am locked in my bedroom. I hated leaving my safe place. That tiny voice turned into something much louder. What once was a thought became an urge, one that I felt I had no control over. While I never went to this church, to his church, I did start looking. I posted on Facebook an Alliance talk. There was so many people there, by the way, so many good churches, and you know, none of them seemed like they were for me. I couldn't look into any of them. Someone had even contacted me and said, no pressure, let's just meet up, we can talk about God. Rich, thank you so much for that. He was great. He helped me pray in public, which I didn't think was possible for me. And we did that over breakfast. It felt really good. So I started Googling churches. A lot of them were big. They didn't feel like they would fit me. And they were really scary. I seen this church, Grace Community. I instantly knew, like, this was a church. I emailed Pastor Gary. And it was like 4 days. I was checking every day. I kind of lost hope. But then he emailed me back and said, come as you are. So the next Sunday, that's what I did. Everyone swarmed me with positivity, but somehow I was okay. I had buried myself in the Bible reading all of the miracles Jesus had performed. I realized these people are broken, just like me. But Jesus helped them. Sorry. I knew that being baptized was right, but when I told Pastor Gary, he asked me a question. What does baptism mean to you? I really had no answer. I had prayed on it many times, to be honest. I believed that space that I thought was safe in my house or my bedroom away from the people that I love, that was all the devil. He was keeping me comfortable, cutting me off from family, from Jesus. I know now that that was a lie. Jesus is the only safe place. I want to be baptized out of obedience, but also because I want a clean slate. I want to honor the Father and the Son. I want Jesus to know that I heard him, that I thank him for bringing me back from the darkness, for throwing all the right people at me at all the right times. And I want to thank him for following me even though I walked away from him. I cannot do this alone. I am a broken sinner, but with Jesus I know there is salvation. That was really hard.
Oh, it's on the internet, sorry. We'll remove that part out. Do you see it? Amen. So let's do this. All right. So we're going to try to get acquainted here and we'll get into the pool, but give us a minute.
This time I did go in and we did the baptism. What a wonderful experience it was to catch this in video. Check out the link in this podcast episode. It was wonderful. Baptizing Lauren in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, it was.
Let's go ahead and pray, and then you go ahead and get out, Lauren. There's towels behind you if you want. Be easy getting out. Yeah, there's towels back there. Believe it or not, I thought of it. Actually, my wife told me. But what a testimony of what God can do. And we know that it's not the end. I love talking with Lauren. He's like, you're going to get tired of me texting you. I'm like, no, I'm not. Keep it coming. All right, what a joy. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for how you work in people's lives. Lord, thank you for Lauren using Facebook, Rich Hall, other people to connect them to here. Even people in the church that many won't know that are already pouring into Lauren and connecting. God, thank you so much for Grace Community Church, your church, and what you're doing. And we give you all the praise and glory because there's no other way but it's through you. Thank you. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow. Right? It's just so amazing. And you sit back and listen to his story of what God did in his life. Working through other people, working through friends, working through another pastor, connecting him to Grace Community Church. It's just one of those things where you sit back and go, wow. Well, just a small timeline for you to see when this happened. Lauren texted in, emailed in, and called in to the church the week that actually was one that was a really a crazy week for me. I've shared a couple of podcasts on this, but Charlie Kirk was murdered that week, and my brain was just in a million different places. We didn't ignore his call or his email for sure, but our administrative assistant's only in on Wednesdays and Fridays, and she shared that email with me Wednesday/Thursday, I think. Actually emailed it to me Wednesday. With everything going on and my schedule, I got back to him on Friday. And it was just crazy how that all happened. And what's so funny about this is that I was away the next week at a conference, and I got a call from Rich Hall, who he mentioned in his testimony, and what that he had just met with Lauren, had met with him, and kind of gave the synopsis of how he connected with him on Facebook and helped him come to know the Lord in a real way, and was just excited and wanted me to know he was coming this week, and I wasn't there. And so as a pastor, you're like, oh man, what a bummer. But it was really cool to hear how the church accepted him, welcomed him in with open arms. They didn't really know as much of the story as I did, and I didn't even know all of it, but they just welcomed him. And so as a pastor, when you're gone and that kind of thing happens, it just does your heart good. So it was encouraging to me. And over the next couple of weeks, we talked, we chatted, we texted, and I did. I asked him, what does baptism mean to him, and what does it mean to follow Jesus? And he just shared his testimony. It was just so amazing to hear. And as a pastor, as you sit back and watch, as a Christian, as you sit back and watch, it even brings a little bit of tears to my eyes now to imagine how good God is, how big he is, how he works behind the scenes. And it just reminded me of the passage, is some plant the seed, some water, but God brings the increase. And so today I just give him all the praise and glory for that. So I hope that this testimony was encouraging to you. It fires you up. It encourages you as followers of Jesus. to be God's hands and feet. God's using you in ways you may never know. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but he's using you in his great plan and how to reach other people. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses that I quote often, 17 through 22 there, where, you know, we're a new creation in Jesus Christ, and we're called to be his ambassadors to this world, to take his mission and his message of reconciliation, of drawing people to him. And so it's just an amazing thing when we get to see that at the back end, and we give God all the praise and glory. And so we're excited to see what God does in Lauren's life through and in, also in Grace Community Church, and what he has for us, and just what an encouragement. So I hope it encourages you and equips you today on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.